As Philip just mentioned, independent TV news has been shut down in this state of emergency. And we go now to a journalist in Islamabad, Fasi Zaka. He's the host of a satire program on television there. He also writes political columns for several newspapers. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
First of all, what has happened to you? I would think one of the first to be targeted there would be a satirist.
Yes, actually my program, which was due to be recorded this week, was canceled because the new regulations by PEMRA, which is the equivalent of the U.S. FCC, are very wide. They've got language that's very broad. So anybody who ridicules the president, anybody under the existing regime could get jail time. And on top of that, the channel could be closed for a period of 30 days. So it's very severe.
And your stock and trade would be to probably ridicule this very situation. What might you have said?
Well, I would have probably said that the Chief of Army Staff, General Pervez Musharraf, declared an emergency in Pakistan, but it's not known what the President of Pakistan, Pervez Musharraf, thinks about this. And sort of play on the fact that, he's got these two roles. And he's one person, because the interesting thing in Pakistan was that the announcement of the emergency came from the Chief of Army Staff in Pakistan, and the person to address the nation would be the President of Pakistan. So it was irony right there in itself in terms of official announcement.
What is on the air? How much information are people there getting about what's happening?
Well, right now all the channels are blocked in Pakistan except state TV. And state TV has, of course, always been a propaganda machine for whatever government's in power. The newspapers, however, remain free. They've kept publishing. But the thing with the newspapers is, because of the low literacy rate in the country, that kind of freedom of the press doesn't really matter. Most of the information now that people happen to get is actually from television.
How much of a surprise was this declaration of emergency rule by Musharraf?
It was a significant surprise because this move was considered 3-4 months ago also. And there was pressure from the U.S., the West, not to go for this particular proclamation. But in Pakistan, quite honestly, people are extremely disappointed with the United States. And one of the main themes that go through their arguments against the U.S. is that we've had to pay for our democracy to protect the U.S. democracy in the war on terror, because the U.S. helped support a dictator for 7 years. And as things have deteriorated, that American influence, the military aid, which is now being used internally against our own people, is something that, people do not take kindly to. But at this stage, the problem, the ire in Pakistan is not towards the U.S. at all, because the real issue is that the emergency was something Musharraf did for his own interest and not interest of the U.S. or anyone else internationally or even domestically. It was just a move done to save his own skin.
How is this likely to play out to your eyes? What happens next?
Well, what happens next in all likelihood is if the crackdown is truly draconian, for 1 year there will be no elections in Pakistan. A lot of our progressive moves will be turned back in terms of media freedoms, in terms of lawyers being able to do their work.
And your own satirical program, what's its future?
The future is that it will be extremely mild. It will be not worth doing.
Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Fasi Zaka writes several columns, one of them for the News International. He spoke to us this morning from Islamabad.